We're live. This is Kyle with the AK96 podcast. We're running it back with another episode. This one is going to be anime inspired. You already know who this is. Kyle again with my boy.
Woo, that intro is so smooth, boy. I did the countdown. He said I got it. But yeah, it's your boy Alex. Boom. We got a better mic, so we snowball gang. But yeah, so today's topic is a little bit on the nerdy side. Right, you feel me? We real, we cool and all that. You know, we love all cool stuff, but this is for a little nerdy side. If you could be in any anime or whatever character world, which one would you be in? Or yeah, which one would you be in and why? And da da da. Like, we're gonna go through all the situations because we was a what's called RDC world.
Yeah.
When they put themselves in like a when they said when you know you the side character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I can't be a side character.
I can't be a main character that dies either. But I was thinking about that. Like, what anime world would you want to be
that's
in?
That's honestly hard.
Or what superhero world?
There's a lot. Oh, now we're going to superhero.
We do both.
Okay, let's do anime first. If I was in an anime, that's really hard. Okay, well, let me do my top two. My top two would probably be
DBZ?
Dragon Ball Z and/or Naruto.
I definitely wouldn't pick Attack on Titan.
No. Because you gotta live in that world.
Exactly. Your ass is expendable at any moment. You could die.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think if I had to choose,
I'm going Naruto for my first one.
I think I'll be going to Dragon Ball. I think I'll be going to DBZ. It's just something about, yeah, of course. I would have to be a Saiyan.
Yeah. And plus it takes forever. Plus even if you die, you get wish right back. So that's another thing too.
You're so powerful.
I'm a goat.
God like
Broly. But I choose Naruto because
I would live in Naruto. I would live in that universe.
But I wouldn't want to be a Jinchuriki though. I'd want to be like a Uchiha. I'll give me the Uchiha eyes. I would definitely want to be a part of that clan.
I don't think I would want to be a Jinchuriki either. I think a Minato type character.
Oh, so somebody that just
Yellow
strong.
Flash. Yeah, somebody that a Jiraiya type Sage.
Oh, Sage.
Right. You feel me? You know what's another one? Avatar.
Avatar
is a good one.
I'd be a fire.
I'd be the motherfucker. Avatar.
I'm about to be an Avatar.
That's the only way. That's the only way. I'm not getting stuck on no waterbender. What I look like? Nah. Avatar. No, Avatar's a good universe.
Hey, high key though, them airbenders, if they wasn't like monks, them niggas could be
serious. They can slice you up. some air.
Hey, I took your oxygen, nigga. Yeah. You can't breathe.
Avatar's a good one.
DBZ, I'd be a Saiyan. Yeah. There's no other way.
That's the only reason.
I'm not going to be no Android. Nigga off of Namek.
Nah.
Cool off that.
I gotta be a Saiyan. What about you? Would do My Hero? It's just a lot. It's too much for My Hero.
My Hero, because you have quirks and your quirk can be stupid. Like, you shoot out tape.
Yeah, you got the pencils come out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Nah,
I'm good.
Nah, I'm cool. Attack on Titan, if I had to be anybody, I'd be just strong like Levi. He still can get messed up too.
Nah, I wouldn't live in Attack on Titan.
Nah, you can get anybody Titan at any moment in the night.
Nah, I'm good.
I think One Piece, I'd do. Your devil fruit. You get whatever. I have some cool powers like that.
You watched a show called Digimon?
Oh, Digimon used to be lit as a jet.
I would be in Digimon.
I thought Yu-Gi-Oh! Was always kind of lame, though. Because cards.
Yeah, I never really watched it. Nah. Yeah, I never really... Growing up, I never really watched Yu-Gi-Oh! I never really watched Pokemon.
What? I love Pokemon.
Just little bits and pieces. Like, my dad had... We had a VCR. Throwing it back. We had a VCR. We had that Pokemon movie. With Mewtwo.
Oh, Mewtwo? Oh, yeah.
Like Mewtwo comes back or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But we had
that. That one was low-key sad as a kid. They turned that nigga ash to stone. Mewtwo was not playing with
that's
niggas.
The old movie. Yeah. Didn't they, like, remaster it or something and drop it on Netflix?
I think they did. They had a bunch of Pokemon movies. But I don't watch that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I haven't seen Pokemon.
I think, what is another? That was cool. That'd be cool, little universe.
Yeah, Naruto. Fly,
freaking dragon.
Dragon Ball Z.
Avatar. Now, Avatar. Marvel. What would you want your power to be? What would you want your power to be if you're in the Marvel universe?
Spider-Man.
You want to be like Spider-Man? Like
Spider-Man.
Like a branch off that tree?
Spider-Man. Yeah.
I'd want something like...
Spider-Man or Cap? Captain America or Spider-Man?
So beefed up super soldier just naturally lit. You'd be Batman.
Nah, I'll take Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yeah.
The fact that I could crawl on walls, that's huge.
Oh, yeah.
You could be in a zombie apocalypse and be carefree. You feel me?
That's I'm gone.
Out of here, man.
What do I want my tower to be? It would be something have to be like, if we talking about my hero, is I just want Todoroki's power. Have ice.
Yeah. I was about to say another Marvel character for me would be the Human Torch.
Yeah, I don't want to be like, because I can fly and burn stuff up.
And burn stuff up.
Or I just try to be like Iceman. Or
Iceman is legit.
Or something like Nightcrawler. I like teleporting.
Nightcrawler's dope.
But dang, if I had superpowers, I wouldn't know how to act for the first day.
I wouldn't either. I'd be gone. I'd be out.
I bet, hey, my nigga, these powers is lit. Nobody else know we got them. Hey, I'm about to rob a bank real quick.
But Marvel definitely Spider-Man. But Spider-Man is overrated because but what always got me was that he was supposed to have the proportionate strength of a spider. But the spider was like spider genetically altered. Right. That's what I'm saying. That spider was a lot stronger than a bit.
I don't know about spiders lifting up buildings.
Right.
Or not.
But he's strong, super strength, he's agile.
His senses are crazy.
He has a sixth sense. And he's also able to dial in that sixth sense. Like if you read the comics, if you know, you know. And then on top of that, Peter Parker's his own person, so I would be my own Spider-Man. But
I ain't following that nigga.
Right, that's what I'm saying. but the fact that he's able to, you know, create the web shooters and not only like swing on that web, you know, it's dope. Yeah, Spider-Man is dope. Yeah, Spider-Man is legit. Captain America, you know, he's a super soldier, so everything about him, he is the peak
human
perfection of the human body.
Literally,
he's I remember my favorite line. And
it takes him forever to die.
My favorite part in the movie of Captain America: The First Avenger was when he was saying, basically, he couldn't get drunk because his cells just kept regenerating. I'm like,
you feel me? I do a drink competition.
Built different. You feel me? Built
different. I am. Right. Shout out my nigga Yoda.
But Star Wars is definitely a universe I would be in.
Bro, oh yeah, I'll talk.
I'd be a Jedi.
You be a Jedi?
Yeah.
I might have to be a Sith just to do that.
I shouldn't say that. I think if I was in the Star Wars universe, I'd be more of a Ahsoka type character.
Yeah, she do what she want.
Because I couldn't side with the Jedi. Because
y'all
be tripping out here, but nah, I would be in the Ahsoka type character, a Quinlan Vos, you know, more.
We getting too deep on y'all.
Y'all don't even know what Quinlan Vos is right there.
He's put me on yesterday.
The Star Wars, the Force, that, you know.
I definitely want some I like the Force Choke and the lightning powers. I would just Force Choke like,
is legit. Force Choke is legit.
Throwing cars around, I just do a lot of.
You ever played the Force Unleashed?
Yes. That game goes crazy.
Yeah, that's OP. That's OP strength.
Busting everything.
They have this one game. It's called Star Wars Jedi Academy. I used to play it when I was a little bit younger, but I only had it like for a month. It's like $8. So I was thinking about playing it
Hollywood
again.
Hollywood video.
Right. So I was thinking about trying it out again. But
now, if you weren't any cartoon, what would you be in?
A cartoon?
Yeah, I'd be in the Boondocks. Off top.
If I was in a cartoon, I'd be.
You can be adult or kids.
Okay. Well, I'll pick both. Because that was kind of confusing. If I was a cartoon, I'd probably be in Ben 10.
Ben 10 would be lit. Ben 10. I have my own little.
Right, you feel me? Ben 10 get off.
Yeah, they're a big robot.
Right, man. Ben 10. If in an adult cartoon, I would probably be in. Who'd you say?
I said the Boondocks.
The Boondocks.
Hella niggas everywhere.
Dog cartoon.
Family Guy, they be doing people.
Yeah, crying. I ain't trying to be in Family Guy or Cleveland Show.
Rick and Morty be cool.
I was gonna say Afro Samurai, but
that's an anime.
That's an anime. But
them niggas getting done. I don't really
know a lot of other adult cartoons though, besides like Samurai Futurama. Jack. But I know a lot, but like I wouldn't want to be in that world though.
Oh yeah.
You feel me?
It'd be like regular life. You just get away with outlandish stuff.
Okay, then The Simpsons then.
Oh yeah, I was thinking.
I would be in The Simpsons.
Simpsons is pretty good too. Yeah. The show is so long though.
I always wanted, you've been in Universal?
Of course. The ride? Okay.
Just period.
No, I'm saying The Simpsons ride?
Well, nah. Oh. But Simpsons related. When I went to Universal for Grab Badge, they had like a restaurant and they had like a donut. And I didn't get to try the donut, but it was there and it looked
It looked good.
It looked good. That shit was huge. I think it was like $15. I was like, yeah, nah, not for no donut. I just got here.
My allowance ain't covering that.
Right, nah, man. Nah, nah. I'll be down bad then.
But, can't get no fries, no burgers.
That was a cool experience, man. Going to Universal for grab bags, bro.
I forgot all about grab bags. I got on one ride.
It was the Transformers ride. We was in line for 3 hours,
bro. I forgot. I went on the Harry Potter joint. Harry, I went on that one. I went on the Spider-Man ride.
What?
Yeah, Spider-Man. Of course, you gotta go on Spider-Man.
Yeah. Nah, I didn't get a chance. It was just so packed. It was schools everywhere, man.
Bro, you know, it was everybody trying to get you to get some cheeks, yeah, bro.
I all playing, you feel me?
It was on go. I was so shocked. I was like, don't nobody want to go on rides?
No, we want to walk around.
That's what I mean.
You feel me?
I was like, wow.
Styling profile. You feel me?
Everybody with a drip. I wore some Roche runs and some joggers.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was a big deal. Yeah, it was a big deal. I had a haircut. You feel? I got a haircut the same day. You feel? People was getting custom shoes.
Yeah, I remember that. And niggas had the emoji outfits.
Hey, 2016, man. That was a year. That was a year, man. Bro. It's crazy. So, how long has it been since 2016 now?
Like five years, bro. It was wild. We used to be up in there, bro. PacSun used to be the spot. Yeah, they just don't know.
Used to buy clothes just to wear to a party to one never time. Wear again.
I think like we were celebrities, bro. The host checks was coming in, though.
Yeah.
That host check was...
Did you like host?
I had his moments, like, during summer, you know. Right. I didn't do the summer.
I popped in. I did the school year, and I dipped. And then I was like, y'all want me back? And I was like, yeah.
Dang.
And I was like...
The school year, it's... A little bit easier. Summer is just more fun because we went to Legoland. We went to all these little field trips with the kids. But we had all the teachers from all the schools. You know, we was all like young, like maybe like late teens or like early 20s. And I was like 18 at the time, right? That's when I first, blowing down trees. So you know what I mean? So you used to come in. We used to go in this one dude's car. Get right before we hang out with the kids. You know, spray the cologne on.
Right.
Coming that bitch is chilling.
Right.
The kids don't know what's going on. You're stealing their fruit snacks, stealing the juices. just gotta get right, bro.
Hey, man. I did host for what, maybe 2 years. I didn't do summer.
Yeah, bougie kids are bad kids.
Yeah, I worked over at Turner Bartels, and I actually went to Bartels.
Oh yeah.
And they were two separate schools, but they combined it for kindergarten through eighth grade.
But it
was definitely an experience, bro. I did middle school, so my class was 6th through 8th grade, and it was crazy because I had 6th graders, I had 7th graders, and I had 8th graders.
I know, you
all different ages.
Had to stop hella fights.
And every kid was unique. You know, every kid had their moments. Every kid, you know. I have emotional Sally over here and riled up Randy.
Savage Randy.
But middle school was crazy. And then I had left summer, and then I came back after summer.
Mm.
And then I had 3rd grade. They gave me 3rd grade. They said they wanted me to help.
Third grade is like they can be the really sweet or really evil.
Exactly. I like 3rd grade because I would tell them what to do and they wouldn't question it. Some of them would question it, and whoa, I would be kinda like, all right, Billy, I didn't ask you to, you know what I'm saying? You gonna do it? I say, go
use the bathroom, bro.
Exactly, bro. I had this one little kid, bro. He was just bad. Like, I would be like, "Yo, we gonna eat lunch at this time," and he just do the opposite. Nah, hey, we gonna color? Nah, we're not coloring. And when his dad comes, when he always wanted to act right, his dad be like, "Oh, my perfect son, bro. Your son was just Godzilla over there like 10 minutes ago." But host was definitely an experience, man. I met some cool people through host.
Oh yeah.
I met some cool people do host, I done host. Mosey, I was working with kids. Mosey, I was all over the place.
Mosey, I remember seeing you at Mosey. I was like, "Them kids are dead."
All over the place. I have to say, my favorite job. I did many things over at Mosey, but my favorite position was a group greeter. Where basically it was during the summer, we would have kids from YMCA host, and they would come to Mosey, and I would greet them and whatnot, bro. And sometimes people didn't really like me because I remember one time. You know, they had like movies and stuff. They'll get there late. I had a radio, IMAX, I need y'all to hold a movie by like 10 minutes. And they be like, you know what I'm saying? But Mosey was crazy, bro.
I was chilling in the office of Mosey. That's how I knew my boy was getting up there and ranked.
I started volunteering at Mosey. I was part of the youth, the YES team, Youth Enriched by Science. It was a group enrichment program to help at-risk youth, you know, discover their talents. Yeah, I have to say, well, when I did it, I really wasn't at risk. You know, I was just doing it. And to be honest with you, I didn't even want to join the YES team. I think I told you that.
Oh yeah,
because I thought they were all like, nerds. You know, nerd. You know what I'm saying? Like snotty, you know, like an IB program, right? But when I got in it and learned, you know, what I learned, and eventually, you know, like you said, it worked my way up. You know, it definitely paid a lot. So, and I learned a lot from it too. Not only social skills, how to talk to people, you know, basic science. You know what I'm saying? So, Mosey was always cool. I did Busch Gardens, but they did me bad. Only good thing about Busch Gardens, free tickets. I have to say, I went to Busch Gardens.
They give an awful discount too.
SeaWorld's lit, Aquatica's lit. I've never been to Adventure Island, but everybody tells me if you've been to Aquatica, Aquatica's better, and Aquatica is better because I did this one ride, bro.
It's cleaner.
I was talking about. We was probably about 90 feet in the air, dog.
Oh, the stingray thing, no.
Nah, you get in the tube. Nah, bro. You walk 90 feet up in the air.
Oh, nah.
And then there's a tube, and that tube goes straight down.
I would have been so scared. What's
even scarier is that they tell you to get in the platform. You get inside. You cross your arms.
I would have said my prayers.
Right and then your feet, the thing that you're standing on, this is your feet. This is the platform. And you just fall.
Nope.
Yeah, that crazy. I'm talking about I'm in the dude. Drowning and stuff. And I'm like, oh, stop. Water in my face. You know, by the time I shoot out, I'm like. Hey, bro. Yeah, but hopefully COVID goes, bro, because, you know, I miss having fun, bro. I honestly miss. It's different. Hey,
you remember that hotel in Orlando that we stayed at?
We're where?
A long time ago, that your parents had the.
Yeah,
the water park.
That was lit. Wait, which one?
The one.
They had one. They had one similar to it.
The one that we had. We went on water slides and whatnot.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know the hotel. I'm trying to figure out what ride.
It was like one of the slides, bro. Cause I went down the wrong way, bro. The same thing happened to me. I hit my nose.
Oh, word? Yeah, it was that one that was like, it was weird because it was like right in the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. One. That's what I was trying to figure out which one you can start. Yeah.
Not the one way up top, but I was like, bro, I went down the wrong way.
Man, that was fun, bro.
That was a fun weekend.
Man,
we was wild in that weekend. Yeah. We did all sorts of missions. But,
hey, what year was that?
I was like 2015, 2016.
Wow.
2015,
2016, okay. Yeah, because you came deep. You came from Orlando. No, you came from Tampa.
Tampa, yeah.
And then we went back to Tampa for whatever reason, right?
Yeah,
we came back.
A mission and for my cousin's graduation party or something.
That's right. And we came back.
Yeah.
That was fun, man.
That was a good summer.
Man, we gotta run it back, huh?
Should we tell them about that summer low key? Like getting bits and pieces?
Which year?
2015 to 2016. When I first got the whip, we started wild.
Oh yeah, when you got the car, man, I was
the old Nissan guys.
Because the thing was that Alex had to either I would go over his house or he would come over my house. So either or our parents were taking us. So the fact that you know we didn't have to have our moms, you know, stop Ross, we were like, whoa, you feel me?
Breaking curfew every single weekend.
My parents used to get so mad, man. My parents used to get the text. When my dad texted me when I knew I was in trouble because I was like, dang, you know, because my mom was already, you know, texting me. But shout out to my mom because, you know, she told me a couple of times, you know, she told my dad to chill and whatnot. And I was like, But there were some instances where my phone would just die. But, you know, you have to learn responsibility. And,
You know, exactly. I was notorious for the dead phone.
Yeah, I still do it. I'd be at work. My phone did.
How?
It's something about me and charging phones that doesn't compute. Well, charging phones at night, excuse me. When it comes to charging phones at night, it doesn't compute.
At night, sometimes I work from home now, so it's better. But that used to happen to me too a couple times. But I charge my phone like by my foot.
Right.
So it's like, if it vibrates, either I won't feel it at all, or it's going to wake me up in the middle of the night.
And what's crazy is I got a fast charger at the house, so it really only takes a good, maybe not even 20 minutes for it to get, you know, maybe 80%.
I caught one of those.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, I barely can keep it on the phone charger for 20 minutes. But I'm doing good. Like, my phone battery percentage right now is 67.
Shout out to that.
So, I'm doing good.
It needs to be charged.
It needs to be charged. Charger. But, 2015, man.
We was going every little party.
Every party. Yeah, we was down in Wesley Chapel Deep.
And Brandon. Oh, Brandon. Naomi. Sometimes.
We had chapters, sagas, man.
Bro, we had chapters.
I'm talking about down bad, emotionally invested.
What?
Remember that one time we went to the University Mall? Yeah, wow, it was crazy, man.
Kyle used to blow bread, bro.
I used to be... Remember that one time we went to the
Carmel?
Light skin. Right. Down bad. Down bad. We grew up a lot from there, though. I have to say, I shouldn't have been getting old though. I know he's just playing. I'm just playing. Let's edit that out. I used to get people money, dog. I used to. That's one L. That's one L I have to say. I remember I bought the one to go phone.
Yeah, you wild for that one.
Yeah, but at the time, you know, yeah, man, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Who's down bad?
But now you learn from experiences, you grow. You know what I'm saying? So I have to say, those are definitely lessons. But it's a blessing to be where I'm at now, because it's like, you know, I think we talked the other day, like,
you know, we really in this bitch.
We came from the mud.
Came from the mud.
Nothing
for something.
You feel me? So, but it's only up from here because we're only 24.
And we are doing pretty good things.
Oh yeah.
We're doing a lot better than some other people. Yeah.
Elevate. Try to elevate every day.
You feel me?
Every day. How's the creatine working out for you?
I need to start taking it again because I try to drink it like once or twice a day. Yeah, I only do it on my workout days.
They tell you should drink it like off. Nah.
As long as you get water in your body, you'll be straight. But nah, that creatine
be
make you feel like a crackhead,
little
kid, if you take too much.
My mom always used to think that. My mom was like, I'll take creatine, I'll be a little bit angry.
You be energized.
Right, come on, mom.
Breaking walls.
Right, come on, creatine don't be doing all that. It helps build muscle, strength, and mass.
Exactly.
Don't say anything about being a crazy lunatic. Nah, mom.
Nah, that's a dude that be snorting that junk. But shout out to creatine. Shout out to all these experiences that we went to as young men.
Shout out to, when we were young men, young kings.
You know, our heart broken to being savages, to being chill dudes now.
You remember your first heartbreak?
Heartbreak? The girl I lost my virginity. I thought we would be together forever.
It'd be like that.
And I was just like, I didn't know. I didn't know what I'm about to get real honest. Bump it. Explicit time. B-sides. I didn't know she was a hoe. And I didn't know that mad dudes from my high school had already smashed. So when I found that out, I was hurt, bruh. I was hurt. They said, you messed with such and such? I was like, yeah. I was like, you know her? I was like, yeah, I know her. And I was just like, oh, wow. That bit hurt my feelings. I didn't know what a hoe was. I found out. Been the same. But nah, I'm chill, though.
That's crazy.
Because we had a savage moment.
That's crazy.
Trucking through the things.
I have to say, the first heartbreak I ever had, I don't even want to mean to bring up the past like that, but
it's for content.
Right. But I found out she was talking to another dude because somebody was like, hey, isn't this your girl? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, oh,
what?
Yeah. We saw him on Instagram. And I was like, what? So they showed me the Instagram, and I had looked. I was like, dang, like, this crazy.
Bruh.
And
just turn on Drake.
Yeah, and then I had confronted her, and you know, it was crazy. I remember being in a closet. Where am I? But real talk. But that's what happened. I found out, and when I had called her, I confronted her, and I was like, that's it. And she tried to come back. You know about this. She tried to come back, and
you know, she's some little news, and you don't get nigga happy, but nah, you still
But that was, I had to be, what, maybe 15. I'm trying to figure out how old I was at the time. Maybe 16.
That's when, like, Kick was, like, brand
new. Yeah. 100%. Kick was like brand new, fresh, yeah, fresh out.
I told you about Kick. I was like, bro, you need to get on.
Because it was like it was like a summer going into school. Everybody was pretty much on Kick. Yeah, hey, you got a Kick, and then like I want to say,
you didn't
like,
ask for number,
right? Right. You gotta get the Kick first, then you gotta get the number.
Exactly.
But
yeah, that was the first Tinder, low key, low key.
Kick was wild.
Kick was wild.
You know, you had people
used to go up.
You had people getting mad and changing pictures and stuff.
Yup, change their name.
Right, change their name. Like, damn,
she not Kyle's Bay
right,
no more. Like, right. What's going on?
But nah, yeah, that was it. Was some crazy days back then, man.
Everybody freaks as kids, bro. I pray our kids aren't like that. We
have
kids.
Oh, nah. I think my kids gonna be woke, reserved.
Yeah, they're gonna be, oh, so you know about your third eye, right? Oh, yeah. Like, my kids gonna be talking about them. So, trying to play some games?
Nah, I think our generation will definitely be, will definitely flourish.
I'm gonna keep my kids off of social media for sure.
Yeah, the YouTube and stuff like that. Nah, because you could be easily influenced, but you know, but I feel like you put it in this place. You know what I'm saying? You put it in this place. I feel like if you don't control, you know, certain things, you know, hey, but that's a different story for another time.
Exactly. Well, we gonna wrap this one up, y'all. Good people. Yes,
sir. Hey, appreciate you listening. All peace, love,
and positivity. Yes, sir. Something like that. But so you already know where to catch us. Hit us up on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Follow us there at the AK96 Podcast. You already know our Instagram is at AK96 Podcast. Hit us up on there. You feel me? Vibe out with us. Give us 5 stars. Give us a like, you know, subscribe and share it too. It's all love. You feel me? And we out.